Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Breaking news, unfortunately, Anton Oddobin's undergoing COVID protocols. They're not sure if it could be a false positive or not, but by NHL rules, he won't be able to be available tonight. So the nod goes to Jake Oettinger, the rookie goaltender that we love so much, and I have a feeling he's going to have a big game. We're playing the Carolina Hurricanes. We have not beat them outright this year. We did have one overtime loss and one shootout loss against them. We played four games total against them this year. But I feel like after the other night's win, two nights ago against Nashville, that was one of the best games we've had yet, and I just feel like there's got to be some confidence from that. So, as long as we keep fighting, we got that first line of Pavs, Hanson, Robertson to work on. I just want to see some other trickle-down effect go on. I mean, it did happen in the Gerionov Ben line where Gerionov had that beautiful shot and then Jamie Benn got the greasy goal on the power play. So maybe some of that's translating to some of the other lines. They haven't said anything about Joe Hanley yet, one of the defensemen that got hurt in the last game. So we may only be where we have five defensemen tonight, which means we gotta stay strong and step it up. You know, once again, though, the scoring got started with our D-man, and that's something that we have to have some more of. So the defense has to score tonight, and we have to get the first goal tonight. We're only 5 points out, so once again, the most important part of tonight's game is that we worry about our game and nobody else's. So it's very important as fans and as the players both to not point watch anymore. You're going to probably hear me say that quite a bit in the next 20 or so games that we have left. It's just to focus on the things that we can do. And right now we're going to have a brilliant goaltending night from Oettinger. And I know we can because he's proven he's brilliant. Some of the 10 Bell saves that he's made this year has been probably going to be on every highlight reel, you know, for the rest of the year. There's going to show a lot of wonderful stops. I mean, there was the one against Tampa Bay, a week ago, where he comes out the crease and he just makes this phenomenal kick save that basically saves the game and gets us a win in regulation against Tampa Bay, which we hadn't beat them yet. And that had to have been a confidence builder. You know, we're injured, but we have a lot of talent. And I really hope tonight that we can put the talent together for one more game. That's going to be the important thing, is we just play our style of hockey. And that's very good forecheck, lots of good defense, and, you know, getting the passing to the right players. There's a lot of great breakout opportunities when you got the speed of Hens and Gerionov. And even Jason Robertson's showing how fast he is. I think the player of the game, or the player to watch that needs to have a big day game, is Dennis Gerionov. You know, I've said this before, I have felt like he's kind of disappointed me this season. But they always talk about the year after a rookie season that sometimes you have a sophomore slope, you know? And maybe that's just what's happening right now. He had such an amazing year last year. He had 20 goals. He had such success in his first season. And sometimes the ego gets there a little bit, that you think that you can do it every year. And maybe there's just a little bit of humility that this is the second season and he's really going to have to understand that he's going to have to make good decisions too. And be able to understand that they're gunning for him now because they've actually seen him play a full season and they know what he's capable of. So the great players know that, and you just got to find a way to get separation and be able to get those shots off. And so right now for Dennis, it's relaxing and understanding that after a year of playing in this league, you know you've been watched. And they know your skill set, and they know the moves you're going to make. So you have to learn how to produce new styles of play. And that's where he's at. So tonight, I think a very big factor is going to be Dennis getting, you know, a goal, maybe a couple assists. He's going to be the X factor in this game because we need him to be. So one game at a time. You just have to focus on playing that style of hockey where every game's important. And we got to stay out of the penalty box too, because Carolina has an excellent power play. So discipline hockey tonight is very important. And we've got to give Jake every bit of support that we can and keep ourselves out of our zone and keep ourselves in their zone and make sure that we give them incredible amount of pressure. So here we go, boys and girls. Game starts at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock tonight. Sorry, that's the East Coast time. So it's going to start an hour early tonight because we're playing in the East. So here we go, guys. First win as it being Bally's Sports Network instead of Fox Southwest. Maybe we can make it two in a row underneath the Bally's logo. So anyway, this is the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. This is the pregame show, if you will. And hopefully everybody's getting ready for an excellent game this evening. And as I say before, go Stars.